Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There's a defense boom time happening in the middle of the evil sequester in Washington, D.C. Whether the sequester happens or not, the Pentagon is beginning to think about scaling up the manufacturing and test sites for the next generation of remote-controlled drone technology. The successes already in Afghanistan, Iraq, and the U.S. border with Mexico, covert ops in Yemen and around the world, it all needs an upgrade. Smaller, lighter, longer range, higher sensitivity sensors, and ease of manufacturing. Move over 90s and last decade cruise missiles. Here come the drones. Drone bases are perhaps coming to a neighborhood near you. Communities looking for a tech fix for their long-stalled economic development are opening their arms to the drone program with even more enthusiasm than we've seen over casino gambling.
It's funny because you have all of these different locales around the nation looking at the award of these test sites as their chance to get on the bottom floor, their chance to be the Silicon Valley equivalent.
Voice there of Peter Singer, who's a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, talking to our next guest, who's been spending time with some of the advocates competing to attract drone makers to their own airspace, in this case, the airspace over upstate New York. Ryan Delaney is a reporter from WRVO in Oswego, New York. Welcome to The Takeaway, Ryan.
Thanks for having me.
How tantalizing is the prospect of drone manufacturing or drone research coming to upstate New York?
It's pretty tantalizing. A $94 billion industry we're talking about worldwide over the next decade in the drone industry. Upstate New York obviously wants to get as big of a chunk of that as they can.
And this technology, while very, very sophisticated, isn't necessarily something that it requires you to be next to, say, a plutonium facility or a traditional airbase. Listen.
You can build a remotely piloted aircraft anywhere. What you can't do is operate it. And if you have the airspace, there is a powerful incentive to build close to where you're going to do the flying and the testing and the operating. And the economic growth that comes with it is a natural byproduct.
Now, who's speaking there, Ryan, and how much authority does he have in terms of what communities like Oswego might be looking forward to here?
That's retired Air Force Major General Bob Knopf. He is the point man on a coalition, a group of about 40 universities and defense contractors in upstate New York, as well as some in Massachusetts, that are trying to get one of these federal testing sites here in upstate New York.
And what would it look like? You'd have a factory, you'd have a test facility, you'd have people mowing their lawn and being watched by drones flying overhead?
Well, the biggest physical thing is actually the sky above us. Knopf says the crown jewel of their application is the airspace over the Adirondack Mountains, which is already restricted military airspace. So the hope is that the proximity to be able to fly and test drones, companies and researchers and engineers will hopefully relocate in upstate New York. I talked to a small manufacturer right now who's looking to test his new prototype for a small drone. And right now he's looking at having to fly or drive this thing all the way to the West Coast to California. So instead of 3,000 miles, it's about 30 miles north to be able to test.
And as Peter Singer at Brookings tells it, there's going to be more than one client here, not just the Pentagon. Listen.
How might a current drone surveillance company that has one client right now, the U.S. military, how much business might it get when it can now sell to every single state and local police department out there? So it goes from a client base of roughly one to roughly 21,000. We've seen drones used for everything from environmental monitoring to journalism to civilian entertainment, Hollywood, you name it.
I've never thought of Oswego as a scary part of the world, but if all of this happens, that would certainly be some interesting prospects there, Ryan.
Yeah, we're not likely going to see suddenly, next year if we get a test site, thousands and thousands of drones. The FAA estimates up to 10,000 drones over the skies by the end of the decade. But it'll be probably a more small-scale ramp-up. There won't be probably a swarm of drones and a constant humming over our heads right away, at least.
Ryan Delaney, a reporter at WRVO in Northern New York State. Thanks so much, Ryan.
You're very welcome.